Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Minister of Home and Interstate Border Affairs of Arunachal Pradesh, Mama Nathung, met Union Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi to discuss key security issues and strategic initiatives for the state on Monday. During the meeting, Mr. Nathung highlighted increased vigilance at interstate check gates due to the crisis in Bangladesh, focusing on preventing refugee infiltration and illegal activities through stricter inner line permit checks and Aadhaar integration. He also emphasized the need for border fencing to curb illegal crossings and submitted the Tirap Changlang Longding 2.0 action plan to boost police capabilities, building on the achievements of TCL Package 1.0. The revised TCL 2.0 proposal focuses on augmenting infrastructures, mobility and equipment, which are crucial for strengthening the resources and infrastructure established under the initial TCL 1.0 package. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post has praised the release of the biodiversity map of Arunachal Pradesh yesterday, calling it a powerful tool to showcase the state's rich biodiversity. He emphasized that the map will aid in informed environmental protection and sustainable development, helping to preserve the region's unique flora and fauna for future generations. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has congratulated Ibu Lalan for becoming the first Indian woman certified as a referee for the Asian and World Arm Wrestling Championships. Hailing from Arunachal Pradesh, Ibu has been the state and country proud. CM Khandu expressed his best wishes and lauded her achievements as a momentous occasion for the nation. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in this social media post has expressed enthusiasm about the state's potential for water sports after meeting Mr. Danilo Barmais, President of the World Rafting Federation, and Mr. S.P.S. Sikand, President of the Indian Rafting Federation. They discussed organizing both national and international rafting championships in the state, leveraging India's powerful rivers to boost water sports opportunities. The National Task Force formed by the Supreme Court to address the safety and working conditions of medical professionals held its first meeting today. Chaired by the Cabinet Secretary, the meeting included the Home Secretary and Health Secretary, where they discussed various issues with members presenting the suggestions. The Union Health Ministry has also launched a national portal titled Suggestions to NTF to gather input from individuals and stakeholders. Further, all the states have been asked to report on security measures in medical institutions. So far, the NTF has received nearly 300 to 400 suggestions from stakeholders. A follow-up meeting via video conferencing will be held tomorrow with states' chief secretaries and DGPs to discuss short-term security measures co-chaired by the Union Home Secretary and Union Health Secretary. Indian scientists have developed a new sport sensor for adjusting Parkinson's disease medication. This affordable smartphone-based fluorescence system detects L-DOPA levels in the body, helping to determine the precise doses needed for effective disease management. The Institute of Advanced Study in Science and Technology says the sensor will enhance accuracy in monitoring L-DOPA, a key chemical in treating Parkinson's by converting to dopamine. A free health hearing assessment and hearing aid distribution camp was conducted by Artificial Limbs Manufacturing Corporation of India in association with Pradhan Mantri Divyasa Kendra Naharlagun and Vivekananda Kendra Arunjyoti Pasighat at Bakanpatin General Hospital Pasighat yesterday. During the camp, 57 beneficiaries were given hearing aids free of charge worth more than rupees 6 lakhs. Speaking on the occasion, East Siang District Deputy Commissioner Tai Tagu appreciated Vivekananda Kendra Arunjyoti and Alimco for the human service and urged all beneficiaries to use the hearing aids as instructed and demonstrated. A one-day workshop on Asiatic black bear monitoring was held in Pak Kesang District, organized by the Wildlife Trust of India and the Center for Bear Rehabilitation and Conservation in collaboration with Pak Kesang Reserve and Arunachal Pradesh's Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change on Sunday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.